ओम शांति। When it's the last evening of a program, on the one hand, it feels like it's come too quickly, but on the other hand, there's a part of you, I suspect, that feels happy to be going home. Am I right? Yeah, part of you that feels I'm happy to be going back home to my routine, to my comforts of various different aspects. So that's a good thing. So what I'm going to do is I want to talk about some of the aspects that people have spoken to me over the last couple of days about meditation. So what I'd like to do is to invite all those that are sitting far at the back, if you can try and come as closely to the front as possible, because we want to experience the power of the gathering, the power of the collective. I know it's nice to have spaciousness around you, but there's a power in sitting collectively together. And I know that all of you have the intention, which is a key thing in having a powerful experience. Because what I'd also like to do is for us to have drishti meditation, which means to be able to share drishti with each other, you with me and me with you and possibly with whoever might end up sitting up here, so that we can experience how it's possible to meditate with eyes open. I'm hearing that some of us are still struggling with that, which I totally understand. Every evening in any Brahma Kumaris center that you will go to, usually the larger ones, the small centers where there's only one or two people living at the center, they're working in the day, they may not have got back home in time. But generally, our aim is, just as you've been hearing about meditation at 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock, we also meditate together at 7 o'clock in the evening. Because the time of dusk is considered to be a very auspicious time as well, just as the time of the rising of the sun is considered, but the time of the falling of the sun is also a very auspicious time. In India, they say that angels circle around the world at that time. And so you probably also notice that in many religious practices, they have the practice of rituals or prayers in the morning as well as in the evenings. And if you go to some of the smaller towns in India or where there are temples, you will hear the temple bells at this time of the evening. You will hear the prayers that are going on in the temples as well. And so it's a very special time, a time when everything is slowing down, a day is finished, and you're beginning to wind down. And all of these aspects help us when you tune into the atmosphere. So two things that have come up quite a bit is, who's struggling with meditating with eyes open? Can I ask? Some people, not everybody, but some people. And it is something that in the beginning we all find difficult. I include myself in that. But what is important is recognizing the value of it. And the value of it is that it's not just that you're meditating with your open eyes right now. What you're really learning to do is learning to live a soul-conscious way. And what does that mean? Again, the other aspect I'm hearing about also is that how can you see a point of light? Is it really possible to see a point of light? It's a metaphysical energy. And these eyes do not see a point of light. It is not possible to see the point of light with these physical eyes. But to understand that the soul is a spiritual energy, it's a conscient, living, thinking energy. And this energy, while physically it's not visible, it's also concentrated. Its source, if you like, is a point. And why it is that we call it the point? We refer to God as a point of light too. We don't think of God as any other image of any kind. God, the Supreme, the Divine, also a tiny point of light. And from that point emerges the energy, the vibration. And the vibrations and the energy that emerge are of different qualities. Peace as the intrinsic nature of the human spirit. If I want to experience peace in meditation, or even in my life for that matter, the first thing I need to do is to recognize, you heard this morning, Charlie explained beautifully, actually on a day-to-day basis, we don't use the word meditation. We say yad. As you heard, we call it remembrance. And what do you remember? What you already know. What do you experience? What you've already experienced. So thinking about soul consciousness and peace as the intrinsic nature of the soul, and you are sitting in remembrance. Remembrance of yourself as a being of peace. You have the memory already. And that's why the further we've become from that, the more we begin to attempt to reawaken the memory of it. So one, in order to experience soul consciousness, memory is awakened through what's in my own consciousness, but memory is also awakened when I experience a vibration and the energy of that around me. So when we sit together collectively with this purest intent to want to experience soul consciousness, to want to experience peace, this intention itself is creating a profound energy and vibration of peace. That's it. So as you sit down with the intention, I want to sit in remembrance. This is what we call it. Sitting in remembrance. Do you sit in remembrance with your intellect and with your head? No. You sit in remembrance with your heart. So whilst you might go to other meditative practices where they say to you, step one, step two, step three, step four, and these are the same steps that you get to hear about, we are so used to using our left brain. Males or females, it's like, tell me what to do. Tell me how to do it. Everybody wants to know, tell me how. Tell me step one, tell me step two, tell me step three. But what if I was to tell you that each one learns to create their own steps through what it is that works for them? So we did this lovely practice yesterday of spiral writing, and you, in a sense, next time you can do this spiral writing yourself with these steps in mind specifically. So then, awakening the memory. And what I want to say is a truly spiritual way of being, and therefore the practice of meditation, is where both the aspects of ourselves, the left brain and the right brain, so the clarity of the intellect and also the intuitive aspects of the soul, of the heart, both are working side by side. It's not that one is more dominant than the other. Generally speaking, we live our lives with one or the other more dominant. You don't have to be a female to have you don't have to be a male simply to have your left brain dominant. You can be a female and still be left brain dominant. In the sense that your intellect is rationalizing, looking for steps as to what to do. Coming back to this aspect of the self, or as remembrance, how do you remember? You remember the experiences that you've had through your senses. Something that you've tasted. If you've never tasted a mango, you have no idea what mango is. Tastes like. You know of it, but you don't know what it tastes like. And you will never have the desire unless you see a mango looking really tempting and you think, oh, let me try it. It's exactly the same. The soul is the point of light. The seat of consciousness is here. But when I think about peace as the nature of the soul, it's not just in this point of light, but I become conscious of the vibration and the energy of peace that the soul is. And as I look at you in this awareness, what is your sense? You naturally become quiet. You naturally become conscious of this inner state of peace. The real practice, in actual fact, getting there can be like that. The real practice is to stay there. And it's so much easier to stay in that when you're in this atmosphere, in this company, in this vibration. And when I say this, I don't mean specifically this. I mean in terms of the gathering of the collective. And we need that help in the beginning. We need the support of a gathering. We need the support of the vibration. We need the support of a discipline. These are some of the things that you were learning about this morning. So keeping the eyes, your intention, being conscious of all that is around you, but knowing that all of it has its place. Here there is not so much distraction. But if you're outside, there's noises of people talking, there might be traffic sound, there might be children playing, could be anything. The distraction can also be of things that have happened in the day before that time. But it's a decision that I make in that time. That next few minutes, I'm not going to allow anything to distract me. It's a gift that I give to myself. So first and foremost is that intention. You will find that you will naturally become still. And as you allow your body to become still, your eyes become focused. You're not using your eyes to see, as in evaluate what you see, but you're using your eyes simply as a vehicle to transmit, but also catch what is in front of you. You become aware that your breath slows down. And even the sensation of experiencing breath, as you breathe in and out, allows you to see and realize this consciousness, this living nature of the spirit, of the soul. Let's just do that for a moment. Just relax. You don't need to do anything. Just relax. Become quiet. Now sense your breath. Sense the rise and fall of your chest and your abdomen. This is the living nature of the soul. Keeping your eyes open, rested in one direction. Notice the quiet. Let this quiet automatically and naturally makes you still. Looking out through the eyes. With the awareness of this inner being that I am. I'm looking out. My attention is inside myself. At the center of the forehead. No other thought is necessary. If any other thought does come, it's okay. It's okay. It's really okay. But I tell my mind, I want to be here right now. Inside. To give myself this preciousness. This profound, pure, untainted energy. Of peace. I begin to appreciate the beauty of this. yet so profound. I am held in this awareness. I am held by this atmosphere. I am held by myself, for myself. So close to my true self. A place inside myself that I have been looking for. Just tap into my breath again. So that peace becomes part of my entire being. The mind and the body in same resonance. My heart. Everything is just perfect. Life is just beautiful as it is. Open, rested on the forehead of each one I see. Am I truly able to share unconditional love?
Let us share drishti now and invoke the presence of the Divine. God, our eternal parent. Filling our hearts and our minds, our souls with this unconditional love. It is this love that we share with our drishti. Bring your mind back to the center of the forehead. In case you find yourself being distracted, it's okay. Check in with your breath again. The energy of the soul and the feeling of this pure energy running through your entire being, the whole of your body, not just your mind or the center of the forehead. Feeling almost as if the body melts away and all that is left is this living, conscious energy of I, the soul. behind the eyes. An only sense. A light. In this atmosphere of silence, see if you can be present with God, pure, unconditional companion. Always by your side, holding you, loving you. The eternal child, the eternal offspring that belongs to that one throughout the journey of time. I lose sight of him, but he never loses sight of me. Waiting for me to turn my head towards him. So that my mother can shower me with precious, loving, unconditional compassion. And this is what I need right now. have emerged as this human condition. But my eternal parent understands and has come in my life to show me the path to return to myself. My eternal beauty. My truth. I see myself reflected back at me. You are back at the center of the forehead, holding your attention at ease, with softness, with kindness. It's okay. Everything is okay. If your mind wanders off, it's okay. Again. Let's sit in silence for 5 more minutes. And then we can finish with some music. checking with yourself again. If you find yourself dozing off,